have it in some of the parades around the area, but many businesses are selling raffle tickets or Walk with Grace teams. If you go to the website, walkwithgrace.com, you'll see an area for the car, and then we list all the different locations that are currently selling. And we're not always up to date, so there might be some additional ones, but we'll get them out on the website as well.
Excellent. And you're always looking to be a part of somebody's festivities or a parade if it works out. I know Grace would be happy to oblige and take the car there, too.
Thank you, Matt.
Simon's Recreation Complex on the Morning Show.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. It is 30 degrees. The 7 o'clock update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another email for federal workers with another deadline for listing on-the-job accomplishments.
Many federal employees received a second email this weekend demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week, according to emails reviewed by ABC News. The emails give a Monday night deadline and do not address whether or not replying would lead to possible job loss. But Musk saying those who fail to respond will be fired, writing on X, "The president has made it clear that this is mandatory for the executive branch."
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Israel has begun blocking all aid into Gaza again. Hamas hoping to move into phase two of the ceasefire. Israel trying to extend phase one. At the Oscars, Anora won Best Picture. Director Sean Baker pushing for more funding for smaller films like his.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film. This film was made on the blood, sweat, and tears of incredible indie artists.
146 measles cases across 9 Texas counties now. This is ABC News. Wildfire is burning across the Carolinas. The flames stoked by dry conditions and gusty winds, similar to what California experienced a few weeks ago.
The fire was raging right across the street. I was told that I had to evacuate, and we got my mother-in-law and my wife out.
That man and his family able to safely leave the community of Beach Church, Carolina. This could be a tough weather week for others in the southeast as well.
The severe thunderstorm threat really ramps up into Tuesday with damaging wind gusts, hail, tornadoes, all possible from Texas to Alabama and in New Orleans. It's not just those storms, but strong damaging wind gusts throughout the day. That could impact Mardi Gras festivities into Tuesday night.
ABC meteorologist Danny Beckstrom. Opening statements are expected to begin in a couple of hours in the trial of a man charged with killing 7 people and wounding dozens of others at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, Illinois. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community.
We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, 30 degrees here at WRCO Radio. As our Monday morning continues, the old percolator is percolating, and we are back to regular features. We'll check out the forecast for this week in a moment.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high in the lower to middle 50s expected today, and a cloudy and warmer day. Temperatures falling off to around 39 tonight with scattered light rain, and rain heavier in the day on Tuesday, a high of 52. 1 to 2 inches of wet snow overnight on Tuesday night into Wednesday, an additional 1 to 2 inches on Wednesday possible, a high of 36. 36 Thursday by Friday. Here's what it says. Snow likely most of the day with a couple of inches possible. So I guess the bottom line is don't put that scraper or snow shovel away just yet. South to southwest winds at 2. We're at 30 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. Monday morning.
Comes to town. daddy said, child, better let him be. Well, I don't like him, and he sure don't like me. Mama just says, y'all have a little fun. Say, ain't doing nothing, me and Papa ain't done. And I open up the door to my pickup truck, and my baby jumps in, and she buys it up, and she gives me a kiss as I crawl. When country comes to country comes to town. Here I come.
Toby Keith with Henry Bray's theme song right there. It is 7:12 on this Monday morning. Did you watch the Oscars last night? No, I have to admit, I did not. Normally, I haven't seen a lot of the movies. And the one that I had watched this past year and was pulling for, the biopic for Bob Dylan, Complete Unknown, it was 0 for 8. It whiffed like Phil Nee at the 4-H softball game. Unfortunately, I thought maybe it might win a couple. But Nora, A Cinderella Story with a Fairy Tale Ending, crowned Best Picture at the 97th Academy Awards. And Wicked, that won an award or two as well, so you may have seen that. It just always appears, anyway, that foreign films have a pretty good shot, but they really like actors who, like, make comebacks, too. Like, this is like this, after many years, maybe they were a child star or whatever, they come back and they may, it seems anyway. In fact, Kieran Culkin was an award winner last night. But I was pulling for Timothy Chalamet, who was up for Best Actor for Complete Unknown. Didn't get it, but oh well, I'm not a voter either for the Academy Awards. We have 30 degrees here at the WRCO studios. We'll tell you what to celebrate today coming up in just a few. Here's Morgan Wallen.
I can't remember the last time you looked as happy as you did tonight. Your tipsy friend grabbed that bartender, gave him a phone and pulled us over there with him. He counted to three, and baby, I haven't seen a side of you in forever. And I hate it's the truth, but baby, you never do when we're alone together. It was good to see you smile. Girl, you know seeing but it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know.
And you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
There you go. That was a tune from Mel McDaniel. Today is Shrove Monday. Also, Read Across America Day, National Soup It Forward Day, a day to, I guess, pass on some of your soup to somebody else and pay it forward with soup. It's National Cold Cuts Day. It's also 33 Flavors of Ice Cream Day. Ooh, I'm all for that. And Canadian Bacon Day. I love Canadian bacon on a pizza. There we go. Celebrate accordingly on this Monday, March 3rd. It's 7:19.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. A good reminder to check if you're ready for a potentially life-saving screening. You can schedule your colonoscopy at the Richland Hospital and Clinics or opt for an at-home test. At-home tests are effective, although positive results require follow-up with a colonoscopy. Talk to your provider about your options.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Not bad.
How was your weekend?
Really good.
Good.
Yeah, really good.
Good. Did you miss me at all?
I saw you Saturday, I believe it was.
I had my...
So, only one day off.
Yeah, I had my apron on the Saturday.
Yeah,
cleaning.
Right?
Cleaning.
We were here doing a lot of stuff.
We had a lot of things going on.
Yep. So. And then yesterday, I had the chance to take my granddaughters to Paddington in Peru.
Oh, sweet.
Here in Richland Center. So that went well. That was.
Did you go by yourself? Or
no, I took the granddaughters.
Did June go with you?
No. It was just grandpa, granddaughter's day out. And it takes a lot of coordination to get everything to work out, you know. So they each had their kids' pack or whatever you right. call it, you know. Snack with popcorn and soda or drink or whatever it was, apple juice or whatever it was. But anyway, I told him, you got to be really careful. Be really careful. And we get in there, and all of a sudden, bloop, you know, popcorn down the aisle. You know, that's par for the course.
Did you have to get them a new one?
We all shared after that. Yeah, that worked out pretty well. And then, you know, inside voices, you know, the movie starts, and, hey, how come Paddington doesn't have a hat on? Shh, come on, quiet, you know. Other than that.
Yeah. Was that you asking
questions? That was me. Shh, keep it down, Grandpa. Yeah.
Grandpa, quiet. Inside voice, Grandpa. Grandpa, can you sit in the car?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good for you. That's right. Awesome. That
right.
is awesome. Mm-hmm. But anyway, did they spend the night with you then?
One of them did.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
yep.
Anything else happened?
No. We were like new parents again last night with Kamari and Alea both with us last night.
So, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Ethan Haiti, placing fifth
yep.
in the state wrestling.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody that was
and
there.
And then
was...
the young man from Riverdale.
Mm-hmm. Grant Matthews.
Yep, placing first. Nice mm-hmm. job. So,
yeah.
Anyway, good job. Good job to all those kids.
Lakota Brewer and Brody Meese, both runners-up.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Amazing.
Good tournament. I don't know that we had as many down there as we've had, I mean, in terms of the local schools, but the ones that were there did really, really well representing.
And then Frankie Groom finished third for the girls.
Yep.
From North Crawford Seneca.
Right.
And then is it Madeline Muller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so nice job to all those kids. So good job.
Mm-hmm. And Ethan Haiti, most wins in Richland Center wrestling history.
Yeah, I always like watching that kid wrestle. Mm-hmm. He's just all over the mat. So good for him. So anyway, move on. Now what?
Well, there's team wrestling this weekend. So,
okay.
You know, a couple of teams from our area, Fenimore, heading on that direction.
We didn't even get that. We got dismissed from the junior high tournament.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so we
don't understand what's going on there,
Phil.
Didn't
make it. Girls tournament this weekend, boys tournament getting underway tomorrow. Yeah. And we'll see who's still going by this time next week.
And it's going to whittle them down.
It does fast.
It does really, really fast.
Right.
So the girls are already in sectional finals on Thursday.
Semifinals,
and then so anyway, I have a joke from Judy Alvin.
Oh, really?
So credit
okay.
to Judy.
All right.
I'm so bright, Phil. My mom calls me son.
That doesn't fit you, though, does it?
No. So that's why I had to give credit to Judy. So she sent me that. If you guys have any jokes and you want them read on the air, shoot us an email or give us a call.
Right. Hopefully they're ones we can tell on the air.
Yeah, they have to be. And they have to be better than ours.
I'm so bright. My mom calls me Dark Room. So.
Yeah, Dark Room, yes.
Oh, well.
All right.
What do you do?
Well, I had a dream last night. I was eating a giant marshmallow, Phil.
Really?
Yep. When I woke up, my pillar was gone.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this afternoon.
You must have been, hungry.
Yeah.
I asked the librarian if she knew of any authors who wrote dinosaur novels, Hank.
Oh, really?
And she said, yes, try Ceratops.
Yeah.
So, Ceratops, right.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Under T.
Yeah, I'm not a narcissist, Philip.
No?
No, I'm way better than that.
Are you? Oh, boy.
Yeah,
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hank, as I get older, I remember all the people I've lost along the way.
Yes.
Maybe a career as a tour guide wasn't the right choice.
Probably not.
Sorry. What do you do?
You had a whole bus full. I know. I don't know where they went. What is the least spoken language in the world, Philip?
Arkansas?
Sign language.
Sign language. Oh, boy.
Why is it so important to act quickly during a flood?
I give up.
And this is a dad joke. It's an emergency.
Oh.
I just heard that all over our listening there. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you wear your high water pants all the time, don't you?
Yeah, or my Speedos.
Yeah, well.
We always bring those back in the morning.
Every day.
What's the best way to make a plant laugh?
I give up.
Tell a corny joke.
Corny. Boy, they're not getting any better there, Hank. You know? Must have been slim pickings this weekend.
I've got this disease where I can't stop making airport puns, Phil.
Really?
Yeah, the doctor says it's terminal.
Oh, a little better.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Oh, you know, Hank, I recently took a poll.
Uh-oh.
And I found that 100% of the people in the tent were angry. Yes. With the collapse. Sorry about that. Yeah.
We could go back to the, you know, I'm so bright, or I was,
yeah,
about, I'm so bright, my mom called me son.
Call me,
because that's probably the best one so far. Britain's oldest woman turned 114 years old yesterday. Yeah.
Wow.
When she asked the secret of her longevity, she credited it to a walk at midnight every night. When quizzed on whether she was concerned about the increase in muggings in recent years, she said that she was not, and she would continue mugging people as long as her health holds up. That's news right from the Onion.
Not bad.
That's news right from the Onion.
Is it really?
No, not really.
No, it sounded like it, though.
Here's one for us, or for our youth. Two crows were in a field when they noticed a figure that looked like a man in the distance. See that over there? What is that? Says the first crow. The second crow takes a long look. That's a scarecrow. Looks authentic, doesn't it? How can you tell it's a scarecrow and not a person? Replies the first crow. Look at his hand. No cell phone.
You know, so that's a good tip. If you're going to put up a scarecrow, you better have one of your old cell phones in there.
Yep.
Yeah. Looks more real. he should be looking at it, too.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even paying attention to the other.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I went to the doctor.
Oh, boy.
I didn't tell you about
this.
Are
you okay?
I had a suspicious-looking mole.
Yeah.
He said, they all look that way. I should put him back in the garden.
Yeah. Get him from my place?
Yeah, I did.
Keep him.
He looked suspicious. He was wearing sunglasses.
And a Speedo.
Yeah. Yeah. Ew, boy.
The wife and I took a long, leisurely drive out to the country and pulled over. And over to fill up our gas and put some air in the tires. She was surprised to see that the station had free air to fill the tires and asked me, why would they charge for air? I responded, inflation.
Inflation.
Yes.
Was that your kicker?
No.
Oh,
no.
What? Oh, no. Okay.
I've got one more than the kicker.
All right.
The engineer and the balloon. A man is flying a hot air balloon and gets lost. He lowers the balloon near a field and sees a man below. The balloonist goes, excuse me, can you tell me where I'm at? The man on the ground, sure, you're in a hot air balloon about 50 feet above this field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must be an engineer, the balloonist said. The man goes, how'd you know? Because everything you told me is technically correct, but completely useless. The man goes, you must be a manager. And the balloonist goes, why is that? Because you don't know where you are and where you're going and how to get there, but somehow it's my fault.
Yes, indeed.
They don't get much better.
No,
Phil.
No, that's the sad part. Yeah.
So here's our kicker for today.
All right.
All right. One day a traveling salesman was driving down a country road when he was passed by a three-legged chicken, Phil.
Oh, my goodness.
A three-legged chicken. He stepped on the gas, but at 50 miles per hour, the chicken was still ahead. A few miles down the road, the chicken ran up a driveway and to the barn behind an old farmhouse. The salesman drove up to the house and knocked on the door. When he told the farmer what he'd just seen, the farmer said that his son was a scientist,
mm-hmm.
and had developed this breed of chicken so that he, his wife, and his son could get a drumstick, you know.
Oh, sure.
The salesman goes, that's fantastic. How do they taste? The farmer said, I don't know. We haven't caught him yet.
There's your kicker.
There's your kicker.
Anyway. Yeah, that would be, it'd be great because everybody likes the drumsticks.
I love them. There's nothing better than legs.
But they'd set the
chicken.
Yeah, they'd set the world land speed record.
But they haven't caught him yet, so we're still waiting. And the way that old bird is, it could be tough trying to catch him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, long, lean, and like muscular chickens, you know, probably don't make the best eating.
They probably don't.
No.
So, I don't know, a 50-mile-an-hour bird, though, that's pretty quick.
That's really quick.
That's a fast bird. So, anyway, young man, I hope you have a great day. And you're off tonight, just like myself?
I believe so, yeah.
And you know what?
I don't think there's anything going on.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Kicking back and getting caught up on Hallmark movies, maybe.
Maybe.
Just see what my agent has planned for me.
Maybe clean out your vibe.
Oh. Well, that takes more than one night.
10-4. All right, buddy, have a good day. Be kind, everyone.
Yeah, you bet.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family,
offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right. Just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium-duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley Sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
31 degrees. An on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. Maybe we kind of wonder about maybe some snow coming in. Maybe Wednesday morning might be a little tricky for travel, but we'll see. That's a little ways away yet. This day in history, in 1863, President Lincoln signed the act creating the National Academy of Sciences. President Hoover signed a bill making the Star-Spangled Banner the national anthem of the United States in 1931. And in 1991, motorist Rodney King was severely beaten by Los Angeles police officers after a high-speed chase. Some notes from this day in history. March 3rd, 2025 birthdays are coming up, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Elise Nelson today from Grandpa David and Grandma Diane. Also to Elise Nelson from Patty Lewis today. Have a great day. Stefano Mata from St. Mary's School. Also on the list, happy birthday to Laura Maloney from Park Street Christian Church. To Lee Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. And Hannah Durst from Lori and the Guys. Estelle Miller has a birthday wish from friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Steve Kruger, happy double nickels today. Love from Mrs. K. To Steve Dietz, Kelsey and Jason, sending along best wishes. Also from someone named Ellen. Have a great day today, Steve. Happy birthday, Steve, Grandpa Steve, from Kendall, Liam, Fulton, and Mavelin as well. To Dad, from Sammy, Brandon, Kelsey, and Jason. The fan club has checked in. Have a great day there, Steve. Happy birthday wishes, Miriam Higginston. Hope you have a great day. Love from your family, and that includes Pip, Isla, and the kids. A belated wish to Janice Hill from Patty. Also greetings today to others in our great area, and they include Alice Richards. Happy birthday from Diane and David. Best wishes to others in the area, such as daughter Erin Luther, with love from Mom, Dad, Chris, and Cruella, and from Noah, Dylan, Tyson, Coda, and Nash. Have a great day today to our very good friend Steve Dietz, from Mary and Norm Sandmeyer, and happy 22nd birthday to Laura Maloney from all the Sandmeyers. Happy birthday to Lillian Hankey from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Rachel Kashubsky from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Greetings going out from the RC Lions to Michael Starks, Steve Kruger, Leah McDonald, Elliot Martin, Caden Schultz, Allison Nee, also Steve Dietz, and Erin Luther. That's right, our daughter Allison with a birthday today, a teacher extraordinaire and all-around good person with a birthday today. It was 31 years ago, and I got called away from my duties at the station just about this time, and we had to head out for the blessed day. Happy birthday to Brindolyn Knabel, who has a birthday, and best wishes from Back Road Resurrection Life Church, and also to Bryn Knabel, number 17. How can that be? From Mom and Dad. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Dave Egner, to Braden Gutweiler, Gene Kinney, and to Isaac Lundgren.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
We'll have a news update. Joanne is in to bring us up to date in just a little bit. I'll check sports next hour, a recap of all of the great things going on from the local athletes over the weekend. A tough loss for the Badger men's basketball team yesterday. They had the lead down the stretch, but then lost it to a very good team. Couple of games left out in the Big Ten before the Big Ten tournament happens 1 week from this coming weekend. We'll have more details during our 8:10 sports report. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Monday.
Big news, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 32 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Partly to mostly cloudy and warmer today, a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy with a good chance of scattered light rain and a low of 39. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 28, we're up to 32 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the town of Blue Mounds that occurred last evening. At approximately 6:20, a Wisconsin State Patrol trooper attempted to initiate a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18-151 near mile marker 52 in Iowa County. The subject failed to stop, prompting a pursuit. A deputy with the Iowa County Sheriff's Office joined the pursuit shortly after it began. The pursuit ended when the subject crashed near mile marker 65 in the town of Blue Mounds. EMS responded, and the subject was pronounced dead at the scene. No members of law enforcement or other members of the public were injured during this incident. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Mount Horeb Police Department. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident, and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of John Charles Fanta, 60, of rural Viroqua, as the result of an ongoing investigation into illegal drug activities. On Friday morning at approximately 9 o'clock, a search warrant was executed at a residence on Nelson Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Franklin. Illegal drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm were located. John Fanta was arrested and booked into the detention center on recommended charges of manufacturing and delivering methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a felon in possession of a firearm. This case remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. While the nation seems to be in chaos, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin took the time to meet with Wisconsin voters and answer questions. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power, and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power, and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
A Friday statement from Madison-based UW Health said if an agreement isn't reached by April 15th, it will no longer be in network for patients with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Wisconsin Insurance. UW Health said Anthem has agreed to much higher reimbursement rates for other Wisconsin health systems while proposing an increase to UW Health's rate that was below the rate of inflation and also demanding the ability to unilaterally change payment terms without a renegotiation. An Anthem spokesperson said the insurer will continue to negotiate, but UW Health's requested rate increase is excessive. A Mega Line group says locations of some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the America First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local elections officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh, all of which have significant numbers of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin legislature's GOAT committee. It stands for Government Accountability and Transparency. The committee has yet to hold any hearings, but co-chair Representative Shea Sortwell is making records requests of all 72 counties and the state's 50 largest cities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing illegal about that, but committee member Representative Mike Baer says Sortwell is acting on his own without any task before the committee and without the knowledge of other members. Sortwell's office did not respond to a request. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who established the GOAT committee, said he's the subject of open records request at least weekly and that responding to request is part of what makes Wisconsin government open. Representative Baer said an initial meeting for the GOAT committee has yet to be scheduled. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans children. The law would apply to anyone under 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. The LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous. Advocates say this treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, they say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is backing off a threat to issue trespassing citations to people using contested roads on their reservation. Tribal elders said in January that anyone caught using, traveling on several disputed roads without authorization would be issued citations. This is after the tribe agreed not to block those roads while litigation over an easement dispute continues. A judge will hear arguments in the dispute today. The Lac du Flambeau tribe says the easement for those roads expired over a decade ago and has been seeking payment from the town of Lac du Flambeau for repairs, upkeep, and continued access. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.80 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.90 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The lowest price in the state yesterday. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.04 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 29.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gasoline prices in the U.S. have edged slightly lower over the past week, even as geopolitical tensions intensify with the Trump administration promising tariffs that could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. He added, given the volatility surrounding the tariff situation, forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as uncertainty lingers over the timing and scope of these tariffs, which the Trump administration has suggested will soon take effect. This comes on top of ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. While OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty, making it difficult to predict where prices will head next. However, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, which could eventually push prices higher ahead of summer.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Monday, March 3rd. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93 of La Crosse.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. European leaders in London scrambling to contain the fallout from last week's Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There was a meeting there this weekend. At the Academy Awards, Anora won Best Picture, Director and Screenplay, and leading actress Mikey Madison took home Best Actress for playing the title character. There was a tribute to actor Gene Hackman at that show, even though there are still few answers as to what killed him and his wife in their New Mexico home.
Investigators now analyzing data from two cell phones they were tree from the home, along with thyroid and heart medications, a 2025 monthly planner, and records from MyQuest, a medical diagnostic service. Preliminary tests showed no signs of carbon monoxide poisoning. A full toxicology report has been ordered, but could take months to complete.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Jury selection begins today in the trial of Robert Cremo, who faces multiple counts of first-degree murder for the Highland Park, Illinois Independence Day shooting. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your